From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. There's word of a possible U.S. drone strike targeting a top al-Shabaab militant in Somalia. The Pentagon is offering few details, but NPR's Giles Snyder says officials are acknowledging a U.S. military operation against the al-Qaeda-linked group.
The Pentagon says it's assessing the results of the operation and will provide additional information as and when it's appropriate. The move follows Sunday's militant attack on a prison in Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack that started with a suicide bombing. It's believed that the attackers were trying to free other militants held in underground cells. The prison is back under government control. Gunmen from the Al-Shabaab group attacked the Westgate Mall in Nairobi last September. At least 67 people were killed. And a year ago this October, Navy SEALs mounted an unsuccessful operation in Somalia aimed at capturing a senior al-Shabaab figure. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Russian forces have reportedly been spotted in both rebel-held cities of eastern Ukraine. That claim by Andrei Lyshenko, a colonel and a spokesman for the country's National Security Council. He says they've been spotted in Donetsk and Luhansk, and he says the Russians are using humanitarian trucks to supply troops in eastern Ukraine.
In order to provide to deliveries for the terrorists and armed forces of Ukraine, of Russia on the territory of Ukraine, the Russian side uses the lorries of the so-called humanitarian convoy.
Russia denies its troops are in the country. Pro-Russian rebels have been fighting Ukrainian government troops since mid-April. That conflict has left more than 2,500 people dead. A new report finds that home prices have risen further, up 1.2% in July. But NPR's Craig Windham reports the pace at which prices are increasing has been slowing since spring.
The report by property information firm CoreLogic finds that home prices in July were nearly 7.5% higher than they were in the same month last year. It's the 29th straight month of year-over-year increases in home prices. But CoreLogic forecasts that home prices will rise only half as much in August as they did in July. The states with the highest home price appreciation in July were Michigan, Maine, Nevada, Hawaii, and California. Only Arkansas posted a decline in prices. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
In Nashville, more than 30 teenagers escaped from a youth detention center and 17 are still missing. Officials from the Woodland Hills Youth Development Center say the teens escaped during a shift change last night, crawling under a weak spot in a fence outside the building. Teens who are at that facility have committed at least three felonies. World financial markets, Asian markets were mixed by the closing bell. European markets are trading in mixed territory. This is NPR. Jury instructions this morning in a courtroom in Richmond, Virginia, before deliberations take place in the public corruption trial of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife Maureen. They're charged with accepting more than $165,000 in cash from Star Scientific CEO Johnny Williams, that in exchange for promoting the company's products. They face decades in prison if convicted. Hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, has dramatically boosted oil and gas production in the U.S., and other countries hope it will do the same for them. But as NPR's Jeff Brady reports, many of the areas where fracking can be profitable also face water shortages.
Fracking requires a lot of water to force oil and gas out of layers of shale deep underground. That can be a problem in parts of the world where water already is in short supply because of other demands, such as agriculture and household use. Paul Rieg with the World Resources Institute examined commercially viable oil and gas deposits in shale around the world and then looked at the local water situation.
Our analysis shows that about 38% of the world's shale resources are in areas that face high or extremely high water stress or are in arid conditions.
Rieg says he hopes the report will help policymakers across the globe protect sources of fresh water as they develop new oil and gas fields. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
In just a few hours, New Jersey's Revel Casino in Atlantic City closes its doors. The hotel closed yesterday. The casino had been open for more than 2 years, and in the next couple of weeks, four of the city's 12 casinos will have gone out of business. Revel will be the most expensive failure at $2.5 billion. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.